Hawser stopped biting instantly and threw himself away as the youth's hands came slamming down toward his head. Hawser got to his feet. His ankle and knee were sore, but not seriously injured. Zalin was limping as he came forward, blood pouring from his calf. Hawser changed tactics and pounced forward, striking the youth square in the belly beneath the rudimentary guard of his huge arms. Zalin put his hands to his stomach and lower ribcage and crouched reflexively. As Hawser went past, he turned and brought both hands down on Zalin's neck. Normally the blow would have killed, but Zalin was strong and Hawser was still weak. As the changer steadied and turned, he had to avoid colliding with some of the mercenaries lining the bulkhead. The fight had traversed the hangar from one end to the other. Before Hawser could get in another blow, Zalin was upright again, his face contorted with frustrated aggression. He screamed and rushed at Hawser, who sidestepped neatly. But Zalin stumbled in his headlong rush, and by pure luck, his head thumped into Hawser's stomach. The blow was all the more painful and demoralizing for being unexpected. Hawser fell and rolled, trying to send Zalin straight over the top, but the youth fell on him, pinning him to the deck. Hawser wriggled, but nothing happened. He was trapped. Zalin raised himself up on one palm and drew the other hand up behind him into a fist as he leered at the face of the man beneath him. Hawser realized suddenly that there was nothing he could do. He watched that massive fist go up and back, his own body flattened, his arms pinned, and knew it was over. He'd lost. He got ready to move his head as fast as possible, out of the way of the bone-splintering punch he could see would be unleashed at any moment, and tried again to move his legs, but knew it was hopeless. He wanted to close his eyes, but knew he had to keep them open. Maybe the man will take pity. He must have seen I fought well. I was just unlucky. Maybe he'll stop it. Zalin's fist paused, like a guillotine blade raised to its highest point just before release. The blow never fell. As Zalin tensed, his other hand, taking the weight of his upper body on the deck, skidded. It went shooting out from under him as it slipped on some of the youth's own blood. Zalin grunted in surprise. As he fell forward toward Hawser, his body shifted, and the changer could feel the weight pinning him lessen. He heaved himself out from underneath Zalin as the youth rolled. Hawser rolled in the other direction, almost into the legs of the mercenaries who stood watching. Zalin's head hit the deck. Not hard. But before the youth could react, Hawser threw himself onto Zalin's back, locking his hands round his neck and bringing the youth's silver-haired head back. He slid his legs down either side of Zalin's body, straddling him, and held him there. Zalin went still, a gurgling noise coming from his throat where Hawser's hands held him. He was more than strong enough to throw the changer off, to roll on his back and crush him, but before he could have done anything, one flick of Hawser's hands would have broken his neck. Zalin was looking up at Craiglin, who stood almost right in front of him. Hawser, too, lathered in sweat and gulping air, looked up into the dark, deep-set eyes of the man. Zalin wriggled a little, then went motionless again when Hawser tensed his forearms. They were all looking at him. All the mercenaries, all the pirates or privateers or whatever they wanted to call themselves. They stood round the two walls of the hangar and they looked at Hawser. But only Craiglin was looking into Hawser's eyes.
"This doesn't have to be to the death," Hawser panted.
He looked for a moment at the silver hairs in front of him, some of them plastered with sweat to the boy's scalp. He looked up at Craiglin again.
"I won. You can let the kid off next place you stop, or let me off. I don't want to kill him."
Something warm and sticky seemed to be seeping from the deck along his right leg. He realized it was Zalin's blood from the wound on his leg. Craiglin had a strangely distant look on his face. The laser gun, which he had holstered, was lifted easily back out of its holster into his left hand and pointed at the center of Hawser's forehead. In the silence of the hangar, Hawser heard it click and hum as it was switched on, about a meter away from his skull.
"Then you'll die," Craiglin told him in a flat, even voice. "I've no place on this ship for somebody who hasn't a taste for a little murder now and again."
Hawser looked into Craiglin's eyes over the motionless barrel of the laser pistol. Zalin moaned. The snap echoed round the metal spaces of the hangar like a gunshot. Hawser opened his arms without taking his eyes off the mercenary chief's face. Zalin's limp body tumbled slackly to the deck and crumpled under its own weight.